Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Down to Durrow in County Leash, because Sean O'Brien is a retired American lawyer living there, and in a troublesome trend maybe for estate agents and auctioneers, he is raffling off his four-bedroom house. It's set on 4.5 acres of land next to beautiful woodland. The raffle takes place in October, but the tickets are open now. It's less than €6 to enter. It's on a British website. Sean O'Brien is online. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Oliver. Thank you so much for having me.
This is a new way of selling a house. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you are in life.
Well, you're correct. I'm retired. Yeah. My parents were Irish. My dad's from Durrow, where I live now, and my mom's Kilkenny. They immigrated to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And myself and my three kids, well, we immigrated back. And so we've been living here for 8 years.
Oh, wow. And were your kids grown up, or what stage did you move back?
No, they went to grammar school here, secondary school here, and now they're in university. It's just Ireland is just a much more peaceful, loving place, and it's just safer. It was a great transition for my family anyway.
And so you got to this stage in life. Is it just you at home? It's an empty nest, is it?
Yeah, which is what prompted me to do this. I read about some nice lady in Sligo,
Imelda Collins.
Yeah, that's exactly, Oliver. I didn't know you knew that, but that's right. And she did a remarkable job with hers, and I thought, what an interesting concept. And it's not for everybody, and it's not going to be some universal thing that's going to hurt estate agents. It's every once in a while someone's going to do it. But
yeah.
What I thought was good about it was, I don't know what you were like in your 20s and 30s, but for me, my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, I couldn't afford a home that I live in now.
Yeah.
It just was out of reach. And I thought, you know, for a family like Dublin, for example, home prices are staggering. And rents, in some ways, are worse. And I thought, well, what a great idea. You know, a young family, for the cost of £5 or €6, could end up in their dream home. I just love the whole idea.
In this raffle, yeah. And tell us, I think you tried to sell the house the traditional way initially. Is that correct?
I did, and I got offers on it. And I thought, I started to hear from friends of mine who said, you know, Sean, I think you're making a mistake. And they started, and that's how I sort of clued in onto the real estate market in Dublin. I wasn't that familiar with it. But
they thought you were undervaluing, is that correct?
Yeah, they thought I was undervaluing my home compared to home prices in Dublin, and the fact that people could commute from Port Leash to Dublin every day, you know, nonstop train. And I thought, so I started to look into it, Oliver, and I thought, gosh, maybe they're right.
Okay. I want to set the scene now for people, because it's built 20 years ago. It's a very fine home, 4.5 acres. It's rural Ireland, isn't it? But it's near Durrow. But you're in rural Ireland.
It is, yeah.
What value, market value, did the auctioneers put on the property?
They put $800,000 for it.
Wow. That's a lot, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, when you think about it, Oliver, you know, I have Irish stone wall out front with electric gates.
Yeah, big long driveway.
Beautiful tree-lined driveway. I back up to a national park. I have 4.5 acres manicured lawns. It's a stunning. I mean, if this were in Dublin, it'd be $5 million or some crazy figure.
You know, I've seen your video online, and you're including the furniture, I believe. Very fancy looking furniture.
I just thought, you know what? My hope is, Oliver, that one of your young family's listeners gets it. It has been a perfect family home, and I've remodeled it inside and out for me. I did it for me and my kids. But it's just a move-in ready home with solar panels, EV chargers. I did the works on this house.
You did. It's a fine looking property. Okay, so how does it work? You need to sell how many tickets to get the value out of it?
225,000.
Okay, that's a lot.
So your viewers alone would cover the whole thing. It's you know, they just go on www.raffle. Which is spelled, by the way, because it confuses people. It confused me anyway. RAFFALL.com.
Yep.
Pull up property, pull up mine. And I just thought,
if you sell 225,000 tickets, you'll get it'll raise €1.3 million. How much will Raffle take out of that?
They take 10%.
Okay.
And then there's the cost that I incurred doing it, which is not huge, but there is a cost to get on Raffle and do the different programs they offer.
Advertise and so on. How many tickets have you sold so far, can you say?
Shoot, I'm not sure. The pound amount is we're at about 60,000 right now. It's been on a few weeks, not even a few weeks, and there's been 60,000 sold so far.
Okay, but you have until the 15th of October, and you, I believe, have to pay, because obviously there will be conveyancing, handing over the property, you pay the legal costs for both sides. Is that correct?
I pay the legal costs and stamp duty, and they get my furniture, which is another huge cost. So the lucky family that gets it, you know, I walk out, hand them the keys, they walk in, and it's theirs free and clear.
Okay. What happens if you don't reach the 225,000 ticket sales?
Yeah, well, let's hope that doesn't happen. But if it did, what happens is there's still a winner. The winner gets half of the money raised. So let's say it ended today, for example. 60,000, they get 30. Raffle gets whatever, 10%, so 6,000, and I get the balance.
And you get the balance, but you keep your house.
And I get to keep my house.
You'd nearly wish for the raffle to not reach the target, so you don't have to give the house away.
And you make I do. You know, I'm 7 years old now, and I want to live in the village, so I'm closer to, well, everything.
You want to move into Douro?
I do. Okay. You know, the shops are there, the GP is there, the pharmacy is there, everything is there. I can walk to everything.
Okay, but of course you'll have to find somewhere that's on sale. Is there jeopardy for you? Have you many properties? Is this your only house at the moment?
Yeah, this is it. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm just a family guy with one home, three kids, three dogs.
Straight up. So it's about £5 sterling, €6 to enter. People can enter as many times as they like, essentially.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, because there's bundle packages, if you buy two, you get three free and things like that. Most people have been buying bundle packages. So it's remarkable what people have spent so far. The issue, Oliver, is if I was a huge social media influence person like you,
yes,
has a huge show with millions of listeners, well, yes, it'd be easy. But I don't have any.
Maybe you should hire them, invest, because they'll have to spend on the advertising if you want to get to the target. But look, we might check in with you again.
I need to hire someone to help me.
You've loads of, it's a very nice property. But we'll check in with you again, Sean, see how you're getting on. But in the meantime,
I'm so happy you've talked
not
to
all
me.
Thanks for the chat.
I'm like famous for a few minutes. This is great.
You're going to be famous by the time this is done. Raffle.com, RAFFALL.com. Sean O'Brien, thanks a million. Good luck.